B-Pod Studios.
But that is just one of the takes, my friend.
Just one.
I don't want to give you all the takes because that's what Pat Egan likes to do with all the takes.
Let's go.
What's up, Pat?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Pat. Gordon Hayward is wild. All right, Hayward made waves back in 2017 when he chose to leave the dream location of Utah to get to go team up with his college coach, Brad Stevens. Now, the four-year, $128 million deal he signed was pretty crucial, too. And honestly, Hayward hasn't really lived up to it. It's not his fault. He's dealt with brutal injuries. Luckily for Hayward, during a bad economic climate, he was set to make $34 million this season. But the guy opted out. His agent, upon hearing the news, did not take it too well.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Yeah, this leaves the Celtics with a hole, but it kind of makes you admire a guy who sees the market, sees what he's done in the past few seasons, and says, you know what? I think I can do better. I mean, after all. From what the Horford clan led us to believe,
yeah, right.
Who in their right mind would ever want to leave Boston? Well, apparently it's Gordon.
Yeah, do you want Gordon Hayward, Pat Egan?
Yeah, I would take him at the right price.
Yeah, the right price. See, that's Jamie and I were kicking this around before the show. I would take him, but it's about the money. The money
they
aspect.
Can't afford him.
Yeah, not
no,
happening.
They can't. So he was, how much was it this year again, Pat?
$34 million.
Yeah.
$34 million he turned down.
James Harden turned down $50 grand. Or $50 million.
Yeah.
$50 grand. That's
I want to turn down $34.
Yeah, he knows something.
He knows there's a $75-80 million deal out there on the table for him. So he's just going, all right, I'll punt on 34 this year to make 80 in
over
total.
The next, yeah.
Yeah, three or four.
Yeah. Yeah, he's betting on himself.
Or just taking more years over one splash year.
But when I first heard this, I went, wow, the cojones on you. For the injury history that you've had recently, you're going to bet on yourself in this capacity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, balls.
Good for you, my friend.
I mean, if there's anything we've learned about the NBA, it's the ultimate league of if you have potential or promise, you'll just keep getting re-signed.
Uh-huh.
But leaving $34 million on the table is it's a bold strategy.
He knows something.
Oh, well, you better hope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, his agent does. I go back to, I remember walking into the Utah, whatever it was called, arena one time. And as I'm walking in, a car is pulling up. So I let the car go. The guy waves to me. It was a very unassuming Honda Civic with a guy and a girl in the front seat. And it was Gordon Hayward. This thing had to be like a 1998 Honda Civic.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. But he's gotten to the point now where he can turn down $34 million.
Oh, now he can afford an Acura.
Yeah, probably.
One of my first cars.
A Honda Civic.
Or a Honda Pilot.
Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Pilots
are
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
If you love the earth.
Luckily, we haven't talked about this.
Pilots aren't cheap anymore.
How expensive are they?
Wait, what's this?
Pilots are expensive.
Oh, pilots are expensive.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's made enough money. That's
no,
the point.
He can afford a couple
money.
Pilots. I'm just saying, for us average, you know, schmoes.
He can afford a pilot on a
Costco gift card?
There you go.
All right. I don't like
that's
the
Mets. That's what you call a callback, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
No, that's good. Yeah. I don't like the Mets.
I don't like them.
Why don't you like them?
Because I don't like them. I don't like any guy on their team.
That's very true. Legit, my most hated team in sports. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's sick of hearing the name Steve Cohen at this point.
Yeah.
It's as if Jeff Bezos just bought this laughable franchise.
Oh, did he do something?
Jeff Bezos or Steve Cohen?
Steve Cohen.
Yeah, no, he did. And we're going to get to that.
What?
And luckily, it hasn't been teased all day.
Uh-huh.
So this is fresh, brand new.
Okay, what do you got?
One of the reasons they're so pathetic is things like Bobby Bonilla Day.
What?
What's that?
If you've been living under a rock, I'm going to explain it, Bob.
He retired, Pat.
I know.
Here's
how could they still have a day? Why do they have this?
The
Pat?
Best part is okay. So Bobby Bonilla.
But why don't they do Brett Saberhagen Day?
That's the worst part. You're going to love this. Bobby Bonilla every year gets $1 million thanks to the greatest agent in the world deferring money in his contract. He's basically signed till the year 3000.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I will give Cohen credit because he's reportedly set to own it. He's been active on Twitter and tweeted out, quote, "Let's take a vote. What if we had Bobby Bonilla Day where we give him an oversized check and have him take a lap in the stadium?"
What?
I know. You
That's
didn't see
insane.
This. How did you not see this?
I don't know sports. I don't know.
This is why we have the segment.
I'm watching the Avengers movies all of a sudden.
It's fine. That's why we have the segment. Now, look, I'm all for this, but a big check, I'm on a Steve Cohen's plane. I've seen this before from another millionaire owner who reinvented the game, Flint Tropics owner Jackie Moon.
I don't know what your bank is telling you. This is a real check. I signed it myself.
It's written in glitter, man. Can't you just, you know, like, write me a regular size check?
Maybe you should try a different bank. A big bank. That has a big check department. That's what I do.
Yeah, so if the Phillies did something similar, like owned the biggest mistake, what would it be?
Danny Tartable?
He had 12 sexy at-bats.
Yeah, 12 sexy at-bats. Danny Tartable day. I want Danny Tartable day. Present him with a big check and a big day. What?
Lance Parrish.
Lance Parrish would be a good
Lance
one.
Lance Parrish pretty good.
Andy Ashby.
Andy Ashby's good, too.
They
could
do this every year where they just keep...
Yeah, right. There's been a lot of them.
You know,
I mean, Cliff Lee could do one every home game.
Cliff Lee was paid for like 2 years for nothing.
Danny McPhail, just pay him his final year of his contract on the field.
Every day we have, and during alumni we have Andy McPhail day.
Andy McPhail day, yeah. I'll just let you know, I saw that movie in the theater, Semi-Pro, and when he said take it to a big bank, I lost it. I was like, this movie's on a whole other level.
That movie, the first time I saw it, I thought it was funny, but the more I watch it, the funnier it gets.
Yeah, I was like, haha, whatever, good, but not great. And then progressively, every time I watch it, I'm like, no, this movie's hilarious.
All right, you jive turkeys. I'm going to move
on. You jive turkey? Did you call me a jive turkey?
We talked a few weeks ago about Kobe Bryant's childhood home being sold below asking price, even though the house came with the basketball hoop that the Lakers legend grew up honing his craft on. But the story we got wasn't quite accurate because the house sold for less than asking price because the owners had upped the price because of the rim. But when the new owners were unwilling to pay more money for the house because of the attached hoop, the sellers dropped the price and decided to sell the hoop themselves. The buyers of the house aren't basketball people, rather hitting up the Barnes Museum. Instead, they've been described as, quote, New Philly. The hoop is expected to get as much as six figures. We'll keep you updated, but is this a good move or a bad move by the buyers of the new house?
It's a great move. If they don't want it anyway.
No, I'm saying the buyers. The buyers of the house. Is it a good move to say, we'd rather have a cheaper house than have a house with the hoop where we can sell it?
No, the better move is to sell the hoop on in its own right, I think. Before
that's
you sell
the
house.
Move.
That's the best move possible.
Yeah.
Sell the hoop, then sell the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the sellers got the better end of this deal. I'm saying the people who are buying the house messed up. The people buying the house should have paid more money for the house, kept the hoop, sold it. Because I think the difference that you're going to get in the hoop.
I don't think you're making sense right now.
So, like, let's say they upped the price $75,000 for the house with the hoop.
Which they did. They got the low asking price, right?
Yeah, but if the hoop ends up fetching six figures,
right,
then you just should have bought the house with the hoop. Are you not following this?
I got you. You would have made more of a profit off of the hoop than paying the extra for the house is what he's...
I'm paying money to make money, Mark.
Hey, let me do this. Let me do this for you, Pat. And let's move on.
Wasn't the best take. Yeah. We'll move on to another one.
Hey, you hear about Bobby Bonilla?
Yeah.
There?
We want to go back to that one?
Our buddy Taste Cake Dom texted in and said, hey, you got to do Andrew Bynum Day.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can't take another
We could
haircut.
Have a flamingo dance out at to midcourt, and then he can throw a strike.
Yes.
And we'll set up some pins by the basket.
What's
very
his hair
good.
Look like? What's his hair look like,
that's
though?
A good point.
Yeah, that's I can't take another haircut from that man. What else you got, Pat?
Hugh Freeze is a 51-year-old college head coach who is probably best known for being the head coach of Ole Miss from 2012 to 2016, but being forced to resign. Not for all the recruiting violations. Ole Miss was cool with that, but they weren't cool when he was trying to recruit hookers on a company phone.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, do that crap on your own time. Although, not sure what they expected, he was in charge of a team called the Run in Rebels, and there is nothing more than rebellious than paying for players and then paying for, you know, mouth fun.
Yeah,
anyway,
what?
Yeah, he took 3 years off. He's now the head coach of ranked Liberty University, and he's one of the hottest coaching candidates out there. But some fans aren't too thrilled with the thought of the Edward Lewis of college football taking over their program. That was a pull, right there, my friend. Just making sure you got it.
Not the type of pull Hugh Freeze was looking at.
Exactly. Ayo. And they're voicing this on Twitter, and Freeze is breaking the one rule that people in the public eye should not break. Searching your own name. Don't do that. Rarely ends well. But Freeze is taking it one step further, DMing the haters with a simple message. Be blessed. Now, this is better than him DMing the women of the night, but apparently he's been doing this for quite a few years, sliding into haters, DMing them, and blessing them. I don't know if this is pathetic or an amazing flex, but I'm leaning towards the former.
Yeah.
Kill him with kindness.
anytime any story like this comes out, like there was a story, what was it, Tennessee? Was it Tennessee? With,
You're the only 10 I see.
That's what I use at the high school, the grade school dance.
Is that what you...
Yeah, that's called going back.
Adam Schefter did it.
I feel really awkward right now.
Yeah, Adam Schefter did it, which is why he had the makeout parties in fifth grade.
Yes, he did.
He was like, dance. We made out.
Adam Schefter's always been playing on a higher level than us.
Yeah, that's not
We're going and getting pizza at a grade school dance.
It was like Lane Kiffin, right? Lane Kiffin was doing the ladies for the students.
He was doing the ladies.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
Well, forget the phraseology I used and the way
Rick Pitino?
Well, no, that Rick Pitino was like for just.
Are you thinking of the Razorbacks? Razorbacks coach that got a.
Let's put it this way: there's been a lot of coaches that have done this.
Blylevin?
What the hell was his name?
Are you trying to say Blylevin?
Blylevin was the coach of the Penguins, wasn't he?
My point is, anytime one of these stories comes out, I'm always looking at it like, God, there's got to be several other stories that we just don't know about yet, and that's unfortunate. But yeah, be blessed. Hashtag.
I just love the fact that he's no longer, he's no longer DMing hookers. He's just DMing haters. So, look, you've got to work on yourself.
There you go.
If you're a member of the Catholic Church, it's been a wild 15 years. You had JP II, who looked like a sweet old man who didn't really know what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Then you had Pope Benny XIV, who looked like a Star Wars villain.
I was not a fan of him.
Yeah, nobody was. And he realized his Q rating was low, so he actually bowed out, choosing to open up a frozen yogurt shop in Vatican City called Heavenly Froyo. That paved the way for Pope Frank. During this time, Frank has been trying to get the Catholic Church up with the times.
Yeah.
He's the cool Pope, right?
Yeah.
Everyone loves Pope Frank.
Supposed to be, yeah.
The Pope you could see doing a cake stand with on one night, and then the next morning turning wafers into the body of Christ the next day. But he may have gone too far, or he may just be a dude. You be the judge, because the Pope is in some hot water after hopping on the gram and double-tapping a pic of Instagram model Natalia Garabato.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Garabato is dressed like a Catholic schoolgirl, so the Pope smashing that like button is very on brand. According to the Catholic news agency, there is an investigation going on as to why the Pope would like the photo.
Did he like it?
Yeah.
Was he hacked? Did the Pope get hacked?
Really not that hard to figure out why you would like it. If you have two eyes, you can see. And if you head on over to our Twitter account at 975Mornings.
I just saw it, yeah.
I posted the photo.
I liked it. I don't care.
Well, yeah, nothing wrong with showing appreciation for one of God's children.
Everybody loves the Catholic schoolgirl outfit, right?
She's just trying to get a good education, that's all. The Vatican could very well blame this on an intern named Judas, like you just laid out. Or they could realize that the Pope was trying his hand at a miracle of his own. Either way, this is going to make for one amazing conversation at the Pearly Gates one day, so play on, player.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing it.
No, I have seen the photo.
I like it.
And I just like the idea. I only turn, honestly. I like the idea of like the somebody. I don't know why it makes me laugh. Somebody hacking the Pope's account to like it for him to frame him in some stupid Instagram thing.
Maybe he actually. Maybe he had a thumb slip.
Maybe he just liked it.
Or maybe he's human and likes dad ass.
That's my
point.
She's
like, all natural.
That's a big one too.
Maybe she's all natural. Like, maybe she's all natural, and that's God's creation.
Yeah.
He's like, I like God's creation.
One of God's children.
And they're like, hey Pope, did you like this? And he's like, hey, Miss Cousy.
Like, know this what dude's mean? What 60? He's probably been a priest since he was in his 20s?
60s?
You don't really need an investigation to figure out why he's liking this photo.
Yeah, no,
it's a great photo. Mm. For many reasons. Birthdays today.
Yes.
Former second overall pick in the MLB draft, enemy of this city, J.D. Drew. I will not be wishing that guy out.
I hate that his name is so identifiable to, or so related to Philadelphia.
I'll tell you actually why I love J.D. Drew.
Well, why?
Because J.D. Drew was in one of the worst trades for the Atlanta Braves ever. When the Braves traded for him, they gave up Adam Wainwright.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have to face Adam Wainwright in this division. So in that way, thank you, J.D. Drew. Next birthday.
Yes.
Get your phones out and text a happy birthday to our buddy Trey Thomas.
That damn right.
Already did.
Absolutely.
I did. He said, lose my number.
Today is Trey's birthday.
Events today. In 1902, two legends with French names that I can't pronounce created this little bicycle race dubbed the Tour de France.
Cool.
That's a legit event.
Nobody cheesed there. In 1960, Chuck Bednarik laid out Frank Gifford standing over his lifeless body, yelling, this game is effing over.
Yeah,
I thought you'd overlook that.
Gotcha.
Bastard.
Gotcha. I don't know know about
now
you guys.
Now you're stealing Bob's material?
Yeah.
Wait till my takeaway of the day.
This really is all the takes.
I don't usually get starstruck in this industry. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure it's the same way.
Every day I see you, I'm starstruck.
I don't blame you. But the one of the few times I did was when I saw Chuck Bednarik at the Maxwell Awards.
Oh, okay.
And
sure.
I was working with someone who didn't like sports. And I'm hitting them going like, that's Chuck Bednarik. And they're like, who's that? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
Can someone be here who appreciates it?
I wish I wasn't that way, but I am that way when people don't know the great
like
names.
Like, who you are.
Not
at
all.
Do you know who I am?
No, not at all.
I know. You just sit there and you go, you live such a sheltered life.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't know if you guys actually remember this, because I don't. In 1997, Eric Lindros tried to bite Marty McSorley. I mean, I don't blame him for doing it, but it was in our prep. I don't remember this at all.
I don't
all.
Remember that either.
Lindros tried to bite McSorley.
So to take everybody behind the scenes, we get a prep service that gets emailed to us about big stories.
Why, are you telling people that you don't do all the work?
Yeah, what the hell, Pat?
Well, it's all the takes, but you don't do all the work. Yeah, that's good, Pat.
I don't.
Secret's out.
It's really all the credit.
Work smarter, not harder. Yeah, but yeah, it said in 1997, Eric Lindros tried to bite Marty McSorley. So
I don't remember that a little bit.
Rock found it on YouTube.
So it's true. I don't blame him. Marty McSorley's scum, but...
Yeah.
Was McSorley still with the Oilers?
He was with the Sharks.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. In 2001, Ichiro became the second player in MLB history to win Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. Yeah. Anyone remember the first guy to do it?
Yeah, Fred Lynn.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bang.
Ripken did it in successive years.
Why he's in the chair.
He did the Rookie of the Year, then the MVP. Yeah, but not the same year.
It's not. Yeah, no, that's not the question mark.
No. Yeah,
Bobby
yeah, yeah.
nailed it.
He crushed
Give
it.
Give credit to Bobby.
I thought we were giving credit to the prep service.
And we'll move on.
I didn't read it.
2011. I just knew
that off the top. I'm looking the Lindros thing now. That's really weird.
Yeah. I mean, Mike Tyson did it.
Wait,
so,
this
you
was
know.
97?
Yeah. Probably like what 2 years after Tyson?
That's not that. Yeah, it's not that. That might be.
So it was in vogue.
It was a thing.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Look, the '90s were a weird time.
Yeah,
folks.
You ain't kidding.
In 2011, the Phillies acquired Ty Wigington from the Rockies. Remember
Ty.
That guy?
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's
third baseman.
But more importantly. In this day in history, 2007, Philly shortstop Jimmy Rollins won the MVP award. He was the first major league player with at least 200 hits, 30 home runs, 15 triples, and 25 stolen bases while leading the Phillies to the postseason for the first time since 1993.
Still remember him legging out that triple.
Yeah.
The last one, of the
one of the best calls that Wheels ever had.
Yep.
It prompted Pat to name his dog?
J-Roll.
There it is.
And then the cat's cat Burl.
Both were in 1997, both bites.
Oh, that was in 97?
It was a year for biting.
Wow.
Apparently.
How about Lindros trying to steal the shine from Tyson?
Jamie would have loved that year, biting people in the ass.
No wonder Bobby Clark got rid of him.
Yep.
Welcome back. He's back in the organization. And that.
Hey.
And that.
Yeah, I'm a little upset you forgot. You know,
this is your part to jump in.
Making up with the original Aunt Viv for the new Fresh Prince HBO.
I didn't hear this. Do tell.
Yeah, they made up.
That wasn't in the prep service, apparently.
They're both going to be in it, right?
Yeah, both Vivs.
Both Vivs.
So explain this to me again about the Kobe house.
No,
let's not.
No,
let's never go back to that.
No, because that pretzel just left my brain. Do not let him try to explain it again.
That was making sense.
He already said it. You already said it.
It's over.
Nope. Can't go back.
No. Don't. Why are you trying to? No.
What?
The answer's no. Time with the fanatic.
If you own the house that long, why don't you just sell the damn thing?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.